but it's not really a hook. And so I Googled what dreams were. And by the time I Googled dreams and was thinking about how boring this would be to actually talk on the radio, I was like, wait a second. I wonder if you have more dreams while or when you're watching TV or not. Because dreams tend to be like an escape from reality sort of thing. So it got me wondering, like, do you have more dreams when you watch less TV? Like, because TV, if someone talks about TV, escape from reality sounds like the exact same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder, like, does TV cause more dreams or less dreams? I wonder what, like, if there's a correlation at all, or, and if so, what it would be. Because I could see it going either way, like, hey, your mind's trying to escape more, so you have more dreams, or it's like your mind's already getting your escape through TV, so you have less dreams.
I was thinking, I could see, without looking at any research, because who does that?
Nope.
Who does that on Alphabet Snack
Region? I don't think.
There could be some.
I could look it up. Dreams, I'm going to do that. Go ahead.
Some part of me thinks that, in a way, TV could somewhat activate the imagination or activate the mind in that way. Make you dream more. Because
dreams are like creativity, though. Like, and TV is like the opposite, right?
Of
like creativity. It's like your mind doesn't have to work at all.
Well, it's been said that dreams can, you know, we don't really know the reason, but it's like behavioral science's unanswered question. Like, why do we dream? But some think that it's kind of some memory consolidation. Kind of, you've seen all the stuff in the day. You've gone through your day and you're kind of overloaded with memories or something. Mm-hmm. And when you sleep, you know, you're recuperating.
Yep.
And your mind is like running back, not running back through your memories, but in its own way, coming to terms with like what you've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so if you're watching TV, I could see it enhancing your dream world, quote unquote. Oh, that was me.
Okay, that's someone's throwing.
I'm hitting
the window.
I'm hitting the table. So like, there's.
I'm inclined to think the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see it going both ways. Like,
yeah,
I said, I don't know.
Too.
I don't know. Like, there are a few theories on why. And it has to do with this. One is it has to do with this memory consolidation thing, or emotional regulation, or I saw another one, threat simulation. That kind of sounds more like of an evolutionary thing.
So, like, when you picture that there was like an essay or something like that due in a class, and you show up to class and you don't have it. Everyone always talks about those dreams in college. I haven't had them yet. Or like a midterm. There was a midterm and you didn't know about it. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
My parents always are like, oh, you'll have those dreams. And I'm like, yeah, not yet.
I've never had one of those.
Yeah. Anyways, when I Googled it, right? So I didn't find out what we were looking for, but I found that there are people that dream in black and white versus dream in black and white. And it was more common before TV made the switch to color.
Mm-hmm. So that leads me to believe.
It makes me feel like you're more right. That TV does have an enhancement on your amount of dreams.
Or not necessarily an enhancement, or going along with the whole, you know, does TV harm or benefit your dreaming or whatever, but more of it's your body's kind of, okay, let's put it in a way that maybe we could understand it here. After we do our radio show, you know, we export the audio file for the podcast. You know, dreaming in a way is kind of like that, you know, kind of running through what you've been through. And it uses things that you've seen, because that's, I mean, what else can you do? But, you know, imagine things that you've already seen, just putting them in different ways and different, you know, patterns and whatnot. But just kind of a taking a step back and your brain recuperating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
totally. That coming to terms with what you've seen. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Maybe less so as identical as exporting.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. Not the best analogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of that thing of people dreaming in black and white. I've never even thought about it.
Makes me wonder if, like, before black and white TV, were people like dreaming in Picasso paintings? Oh God, get me out of there. That'd be horrifying.
Would not want to sleep. So while the reason for dreams may be unclear, a lot of people look to dreams themselves for answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like answer or kind of messages from their inner selves or it kind of comes as some creative insight or premonitions, you know?
Yeah.
And so I looked up the way different cultures saw dreaming. And it starts at the Babylonians. That's where I'm going with this. Dreams weren't taken too seriously. Like they didn't base a lot of what they did on dreams. Mm-hmm. Is what it sounded like. A good dream was from the gods and a bad dream was demonic. Like that's it.
So it's from like the devil.
Oh yeah.
Honestly kind of cool. Like I was figuring you're going to go back like to Babylon age and be like, oh yeah, they heard or they saw dreams and they're like, oh, this is real and it's a sign from God that we need to do this.
Not so much so for the Babylonians.
I know, but I'm saying it's a little bit impressive that they didn't go that far.
We went through our phase backwards. We definitely went through
to the point where we believed everything was like a message that we need to
follow. Yeah. And we could dive into all sorts of sociology and whatnot and the thinking of man.
Man, if all our dreams were messages, I really don't know what some of the messages are.
There you go. Therein lies the problem. Where we came up with some pretty crazy things. And so,
for starters, don't run inside the playhouse when you're being attacked by a T-Rex. One lesson I learned out of dreams.
It doesn't turn out well?
No.
Are you eaten by the dinosaur?
I don't know. I think I was just shaken out at like a high height. So I think I just don't think it ended well.
The dinosaur grabbed you? Is that what you're...
I don't really know. It grabbed it and then dropped. I don't know.
We are diving into things Henry's bad. Psyche.
But like, I don't want to get a message from that.
No.
I don't think there is one, really.
Imminent death by dinosaur.
In playhouse. But I had like the thought while I was dreaming, if I did not go in the playhouse, I would have been okay.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe it's don't back yourself into a corner. That's the message.
There we go. Boom. There's a proverb right there. So the next one deals with the Romans. And so,
cool.
Obviously, the Romans, they were more serious about this than the Babylonians because they thought they were messages from God. And I didn't know this, they even debated certain people's dreams in the Senate. And they directed the state and what it did based on some dreams. The Roman Empire, you know, and some of the, I'm sure it wasn't, you know, you can't base like certain policies, like nitty gritty policies really on dreams, but like the overall mantra of the Romans, you know, could be directed by their dreams and what they thought the gods were telling them through their dreams. It's very interesting. I really didn't know the thing about debating in the Senate.
But you have to wonder, like, we did have like a Supreme Court case. We've had some pretty wacky Supreme Court cases, so
man, that could be a whole nother show. Supreme Court.
Yeah. But I'm just saying we can talk down to them, but then you have to look back at us and be like, oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely. A little self-reflection would not hurt.
Yeah.
So after the Romans are the Greeks, and they're even more serious than the Romans.
I can see that.
And I'm going to quote this because it's fascinating. The Greeks would purify themselves for 2 days before sleeping in temples in order to receive messages from the gods. They would fast, abstain from sex, and eat no meat or fowl. The potential dreamer would then sleep in the temple of the god which he wishes to invoke. They believe that Hypnos would then send his son Morpheus in order to warn or give prophecies to those who slept at his temples. So they actively sought the gods.
So you gotta wonder if there's any realities to what they were doing there. Like, does it actually help cause like, dreams more?
Yeah. Like, if they had dreams that were of enough substance to draw a message or something. Yeah.
After you know.
And so the next ones are the Hebrews. And it's not as extreme as, you know, the way the Greeks and the Romans govern themselves using dreams. Hebrews, they're being monotheistic. It was just a message from God. You know, it's not the gods, plural. And many characters in the Bible use dreams to guide what they were doing and to rally the Hebrews. And the Assyrians saw dreams as omens. And this makes me think, and like bad dreams mean something is wrong, so you got to fix it. So this sounds more familiar to me.
Like your own personal modern. Beliefs.
No, not necessarily. Okay. Well, I don't remember a lot of my dreams, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah. Me too. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. But you know, I hear a lot of people today talking about, like, I don't know, it kind of seems I had a real nightmare last night. I've got a test tomorrow. Well, this can only go one way, you know? So an ancient thought on dreams really had everything to do with the gods, what I'm trying to get out of here. Like the gods and omens. They're always looking for a higher power. And it, you know, being in the ancient times, that makes sense. You know, the way we try to explain things through a higher power or a higher authority. And it's still pretty true today in a lot of instances. So the thought is signs, communications from our subconscious or our inner selves. I guess we'll just keep on dreaming about why we dream. That was cheesy, I know. I don't regret it. You'll never make me regret it. So if you wanna, I think it's a good time for another song. I got one in mind.
All right, go for it. Because all the rest of the ones that I have in mind aren't totally dream related. But
are you even my co-host? Let's play 40 Day Dream, and it's by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. I just happened upon them today. And actually, I knew the song, and I'd never known that it was 40 Day Dream. But I'm glad. You got it over there? I'm going to keep on talking. So I know someone out there is thinking Dream On by Aerosmith. I thought about it, but I don't think I want to do it. That's too stereotypical. But one I will... Oh, you got it over there? One I will play later is from REO Speedwagon, if Henry doesn't speak up, because, you know, I'm a big fan of them. All right, so this is 40 Day Dream by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. I like that song a lot.
Yeah. Really good song.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize it when you first said it, but.
No, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what it was if someone just said 40 Day Dream.
But you played it and I was like, yep, good one.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised this morning.
Yeah.
So, hashtag this day in history. In 1492, you all can tell me what happened on that day. Columbus reaches the New World. That's actually been a really controversial topic, with a lot of support behind a movement to change Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day.
Yeah. And why did you bring this up again? What was the
today was the day Columbus?
That was today.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, today's Columbus Day?
No, yesterday was Columbus Day, but today was the day.
Oh.
And that he reached the New World.
Yesterday was Coming Out Day.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And today's Wednesday. Monday was Columbus Day. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
This week's flying by, people. Flying by. But yesterday was National Coming Out Day.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a buddy come out yesterday. Or no, it was today. Come out today, which I thought was really cool, and like a lot of us knew, but he hadn't officially come out. Yeah
I saw someone else come out,
like, but, I guess he had officially come out to certain people, but like not
of course publicly. right
yeah, not like we just assumed sort of thing. I was like
mm-hmm. yeah Also on this day, 1776, during the Revolution, British troops head up the East River. Let's see, Civil War, 1870, Robert E. Lee dies.
Ah.
Hashtag never forget.
Wait, Robert E. Never forget Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to be hip.
I mean,
we got to relate to the masses.
Wait, wasn't Robert E. Lee like the Southern general?
Yes.
Wasn't he the one that Hitler studied?
I got wide eyes over here, Henry. I have no idea.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
That could be a whole show within itself. My goodness. We got. Are we writing these down? That's interesting. I did not know that, if that is true.
It's an interesting person to be sad.
So many interesting people. We should do a show on one person.
He could be it.
Hitler or Robert E. Lee?
Robert E. Lee. I don't really would. I wouldn't really want to talk about Hitler.
I don't want to dive into Hitler either. No, thank you. And in 1960, on this day during the Cold War, Nikita Khrushchev throws a tantrum at the United Nations.
Hey. I feel like I can see correlations between then and now.
Oh. Politics. Very zing.
Seriously. Except wasn't Khrushchev the guy that sort of pushed forth the peace? During the Cold War?
Wait. Sort of pushed forth the peace?
Was he the birthmark dude? That's bad, but...
Yes.
So, yeah, he was the
that's
he was
funny
the guy
that
during the...
Recognize that.
The push force peace.
A lot of people... Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Way more than Reagan.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were kind of upset about it. Like, you're a weak guy. I don't mean people over here. I mean...
Yeah, more like, oh, yeah, good job.
Yeah. No, no.
Like, honestly, like... I remember hearing about how Reagan was actually like pushing for like even things that would make it even more tense. But at the same time, Khrushchev was like, ah, screw this. And pushing, he was kind of going the other way.
Cold War stuff, man. Another good topic.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a video on that yesterday on the how like the Irish in Congo.
Guess what?
What?
I watched it last night too.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it.
It was. I really enjoyed the start where it was all political.
It was called and the Siege of Jadotville, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the start where it was all political, and then it kind of got like run on action where it was like, oh, over and over again. It wasn't really changing it up.
I think that was kind of the point though. To point out like these guys held out at that small outpost.
Yeah. I do get
I understand,
that.
But yeah.
What I meant is I kind of got a little bit like
Yeah.
Bored.
I actually started looking up stuff about it. So, and I inadvertently saw a spoiler. I should have seen that coming. But I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know that they were going to surrender. Spoiler. Everyone. Netflix, it's a good one. We should move on before we give away all the spoilers on
Dreams.
Netflix. Dreams, yeah.
Dreams.
So you're going to tell us about dream cycles.
I looked up how you can actually try to, we're talking about how people like a long time ago would try to interpret their dreams and that kind of thing. And then I was thinking about how you can actually try to control your dreams and control what happens in your dreams. And so I found a list of three things to do to try to have that happen. All right. So it says, what is that called when you're trying to control your dreams? Like conscious dream state or something like that?
What is it? Oh, I can't remember.
Anyways, it says, all right, number one, start writing down your dreams every morning in a journal. And after a few weeks, you'll see dream signs that you can use these. You can use these to realize you're dreaming.
Question.
Yes.
What if you don't, like, as I really cannot remember the last time I remembered having a dream. What do you do? Is there something you can eat to make yourself dream more?
I think.
All the questions, Henry.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that. There's a little bit of how to have more dreams that you remember.
Oh, okay.
Practice reality checks throughout the day. This is where you test your reality by doing something different. Results in waking life compared to the dream. I'm really not sure what that means.
We're getting into some deep stuff there.
Yeah. An example is trying to push your finger through the palm of your hand in waking life. This won't happen, but in a dream it will. Do it during the day and it will filter through your dreams and you'll suddenly know you're dreaming. So it's, I guess that's what it's saying is try to create a routine in your daily life that checks that it's not a dream. This sounds like Inception right now. But that routine, you might end up doing it in the dream, and that will immediately make you conscious of the fact that you're in a dream.
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
Thank you, listener. Thank you, friend. I don't know. Are we supposed to be thrown out now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Marie, if it's positive, thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Marie. Yeah, as long as we're not gossiping.
Meditate. Being self-aware is the key to this. I don't need to read all about meditation. Meditating helps. And then this is where it helps remembering your dreams. Try various techniques such as waking up and going back to bed in the morning. That one's a good one. So this works well on like the weekends. I find I have the same thing actually. So if I sleep late during the weekends, if I wake up at like 8 or 7 or something like that, and then go back to sleep for an hour or so, mm-hmm. I often have a lot of dreams that I actually remember then.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's during your REM state of eye movement.
Yeah.
And kind of shocks your mind back in a little bit of reality, right? And that's the period of time when your dreams are most vivid. And you'll stay in the REM mode if you go back to sleep. So the intention is like getting your mind awake again, but you're still in REM.
Huh. I just kind of exploded into the mic there. I'm sorry. But yeah, dreams, man. Dreams and sleep cycles fascinate me. Mm-hmm. There's a name for a cycle rhythm, circadian rhythm.
Yep,
that's what it is.
That is one thing that scientists still don't understand to this day.
Yeah. There's so much to figure out about this. Henry, would you like to study that for the rest of your life, forever and ever? I bet a lot of it is just watching people sleep, and then
when I think about being a psych major, mm-hmm. I think of stuff like that.
Really?
Like the data, and I really don't like the whole idea of psychoanalysis on like a book or literature. I like real-time studies of people.
Give me people.
Give me data.
Henry is your mad scientist.
I need people.
little guinea pigs, please. Yeah, step up.
Hey, they'll sign up. They'll sign an agreement that it's okay.
Sign your life away, Henry.
Like the Apple disclosure.
Right. That I never did read.
Huh? Yeah, you have signed your life.
You're not gonna get me ever again, Apple. So we also
too expensive. We, in parentheses, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, right. Really though. And one other thing we were wanting to talk about before we play song and in the show is our own dreams.
Yep.
So Henry, do you want? First of all, do you? Not do you dream often, because people do dream often. Do you remember your dreams often?
It really depends. So it's like, you know, I'm a pretty active sleeper when it comes to talking and sometimes moving.
I hear you all the time. I hear you all the time.
I'm definitely dreaming a lot. I know it, but I don't usually remember those dreams when I'm talking.
Really?
No. Uh-huh. I remember the ones where I go back to sleep in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any recurring dreams?
No.
No?
No. Definitely not.
I don't. I, as a kid, I had night terrors.
Mm-hmm.
And it only happened when I slept on the living room couch.
That's true.
Your first thought is what? Trey, stop sleeping on the living room couch. No, yeah, my thought was like, oh, I wonder why this is happening. This is awful. but I like sleeping on the living room couch. There's nothing wrong with this. But I would have night terrors, and it was the same thing, I was told what I was doing. You know, I was like crying uncontrollably. My mom couldn't wake me up. But I remember the dream every time. And it, to this day, still remember that dream. And it is, it's so weird. And you know, I'll try to draw all these conclusions about it. Not really. I don't like to think about it.
Tell us anything about what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm okay. Getting to that. Yeah. It's me in the living room. Okay. And my house before I moved a year ago had one hallway that went from each end of the house. There was one central hallway. And it was me looking down that hallway. But I wasn't like in my body. I was at the end of the hallway by my parents' bedroom door. It was right there. But I was looking at myself and down the hallway. And this is where it starts getting real.
Gives me shivers. That's creepy.
And it starts getting real weird. The focus isn't on me. Like, I can't see my face or anything. But I know I'm there. And there's a giant ball that is not your average ball. It's invisible, but I can see it's there. I can see it. If that makes any sense at all. And this ball is just coming towards me. And then every once in a while, I'll jump to like the perspective of the ball and see the ball coming towards me standing the bedroom door. And the whole time, there's just a ringing in my ear. There's no sound. It's silent, but this ringing, like you just got cupped in the side of the head, you know? It makes my hair stand on end just talking about
it. It's pretty creepy.
It was a real weird dream. Never liked it. but that was while I was having these night terrors. It was awful. It was really bad. I don't ever remember like how it ends. The whole dream is like, it's as if everything is frozen, like nothing's moving, but at the same time, like the me from the perspective of the ball is always moving towards me. And like I am me standing by the bedroom, I'm always like getting further away. It's real weird. And it kind of feels claustrophobic in the dream, except I'm getting further from. Like, everything looks like it's warping, and things are getting bigger. Yeah, I was a messed up kid. I had troubles.
It's creepy.
Yep, it's very creepy. Now that you've all seen into my inner psyche, Trey is a madman. How about we play another song before we get out of here? Unless you have anything else to say about the dream world.
Well, I have a creepy dream, but I can also talk about a funny dream that sort of lightened up the mood really fast.
Can you tell in 2 minutes?
Yes, very fast. So when I was young, I had this dream where I was falling. Everyone has falling dreams, right? And while I was falling, I woke up with both my legs numb. You know how you like pin something, you cut off the circulation.
Oh, man.
And, and so from then on, for a few years, I thought if you fell for long enough, your legs would go numb. And maybe not just your legs specifically, but like just limbs in general, like things would just start going numb. And so that was maybe part of why I feared heights, but it was kind of funny because I would like bring it up casually in a conversation and people would just like sort of like we'd go on. I never was told that was not actually true. You know, like I went on for a long time is what I'm saying with thinking this was the truth. All right, let's do a song.
Free Falling. That could be the song. How about let's play In My Dreams. But before we go, we're going to end it here because we don't have a lot of time. So before we play In My Dreams by Radio Speedwagon, this has been Alphabet Snack Region on KHDX with Trey Shack Daddy Dyer.
Big Huna Henry Dana.
And Henry?
Be kind, good night, and good luck.